A meek person is a humble person. They're not someone that's just going to be a big loud mouth and they think they know everything. A meek person is someone that's humble. And the Bible says that the meek will teach in his way. And so that's who he's going to teach. He's going to teach sinners in the way. He's going to teach the meek people. You know, there's a lot of people out there that know it all. You ever run into those people that are just know-it-alls?
Yeah.
No matter what you say, they know something better. No matter what you've done, they've done it more. You know, no matter, you know, they'll ask you, hey, will you show me how to do this? And then when you show them how to do it, they're like, oh yeah, I already know that. Oh yeah. They're like, well, hey, if you know everything, then why are you asking me to show you? And people like that are super annoying. Anybody ever, you know, have that happen? Okay, yeah. Yeah, it's like people that you're training at work. You know, some new person will come into work and they're like, you know, hey, will you teach this guy how to do this? Yeah, sure, no problem. And then they want to tell you how they would do it instead.
Yeah.
So annoying.
Yeah.
And I just really have a difficult time dealing with people like that. Because, you know, people want to come in and try to change everything. You ever seen like management come into a new manager comes in, they just want to clean house and they want to show you how their management style is better than the last management style or whatever. And they want to reinvent the wheel. You know, it's like, hey, we've been doing it for this long for a reason. And look, I know that people can learn new things. I know that new things can be introduced. But if you've been doing something and it's worked for 120 years or whatever, and there's not a better method, do you think nobody else has tried to make a better method for that? I mean, sometimes things are just tried and true. And if it's not broke, don't try to fix it. But there's a lot of people out there that are prideful and they want to. I remember I was doing this barricade work order where I was putting barricades out for a parade, and the guy that I work with was I noticed that he was just like, you know, rolling his eyes when I'd say stuff and things like that. And finally I just, you know, because sometimes I just have to say something, but I just said, why do you keep rolling your eyes every time I, you know, say to do this or that? You know, what's your problem? You got a problem? Well, you want to fight? No, I didn't say that. I was just like, you know, and he was like, well, you know, I probably would have just redesigned the whole Excel worksheet and I would have made everything different so it's easier. You would have done the whole Excel worksheet, the whole grid of the city in a half hour before work. Okay. It's like, you know, I understand that there might be issues with how it was engineered. I get that. And I was actually complaining about that. Because, you know, with the technology we have, you should be able to just put everything on an iPad that tells you turn right here, turn left here, turn, you know, instead of just having it on some piece of paper where you're highlighting every road off or whatever. I get that, but that's not, first of all, that's not your job. Second of all, you couldn't do it in a half hour. Third of all, it's not your job. Okay? There's people that are higher above that have to do certain things. If it's not your job to do something, then don't try to teach people, especially if you're just new at some place and you're just like, I understand you want to show your worth and things like that. That's really good. But let me help you with something, guys. You shouldn't try to reinvent the wheel every time you find a new job someplace. Let people teach you. Be teachable.
Yeah.
You know, and then once someone's taught you some things, then maybe if you have a way to improve it or be faster or whatever, then do that. But when someone's trying to teach you something, be teachable.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that can help you in all aspects of life. And it can help you in all aspects of the Bible.
Amen.
And learning God's ways to be teachable. Amen. It's just like, you know, people that will come to a church like this and they're like, yeah, I know everything. I know all this stuff. You know, I'm like the scholar or whatever. And then they're never teachable because they think that they know more than the pastor every time.
Right.
They think that they know more than the church member that's been there for a long time. It's like, be teachable. It's going to help you in your Christian life. And you're not going to be banging your head against the wall so much.